with Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. And who are the people who read the Reader's Digest condensed books?
They're not usual book buyers, many of them, and they don't really want to go to a bookstore.
That's John Zinser, who is in charge of the Reader's Digest condensed books. He says his readers order the books because they trust the Digest.
There is a classic picture of the Digest reader as being someone who lives on a farm, miles away from a bookstore, and can't get at a bookstore, so he relies on the Digest to perform his bookstore going for him.
The stereotypical reader of the Digest condensed books may be that of a family-oriented conservative Midwesterner, but Zinser is convinced there is a wider audience.
It isn't just in the Midwest. It's the biggest publication anywhere. I mean, I bet you if you find out how many copies of a book or a magazine are sold in New York City, you're going to find the Digest is one of the top.
Graphic sex, language, and violence do not appear in the Reader's Digest condensations.
We do a lot of excising in that area. We go for what we call the family moral standard. We've liberalized a bit in the last, I suppose, 15 years. I used to say we said goodnight in the car after a date, and then we got up to the front door of the house, then we got inside the house, then we got upstairs outside the bedroom door, and it's my contention that we will never go inside the bedroom door.
And Zinser admits the Reader's Digest avoids complex literary fiction such as William Styron's Sophie's Choice.
It was very long and it had a lot of different problems in it, and it was also very depressing in parts. And a sort of suicide pact at the end of a book is not our usual fare.
John Zinser has been with the Reader's Digest condensed books for 35 years. Since their start in 1950, there have been more than 160 volumes of the Reader's Digest condensed books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.